I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way.
Catamaran home!
This podcast is brought to you by the Lonelies and James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan inaugural art auction. It's on Thursday, February 10th. 2022 at the Howling Owl Art Gallery in Adelaide. There will be many terrific artists, and more information will be coming on next week's podcast. For now, clear your schedules, ensure you've got lots of money ready to come to the art auction. February 10, Lonelies, James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan inaugural art auction, Howling Owl. It's going to be great. Hello, my name is James Donald Forbes McCann. I'm a writer, comedian, low-income earner. I'm a humble suburban husband and father. Poet, Catholic, I drive a Volvo, I'm a composer. I live in Adelaide and I do not own a boat yet. It is only a matter of time before this soon-to-be lucrative podcast changes that sad fact. This podcast, the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast, it exists for one reason: to generate enough money for catamaran ownership. Yes, I can see the boat now, glimmering. Oh, it is a beautiful boat. I could almost reach out and touch it. And with your help, we are going to make it happen, baby. And you know what that was? That was a professional podcast introduction. I wrote that down. I wrote that down and I read it out loud because all the best podcasts I've noticed are professional.
Keep it professional.
So that's what we're going to do on this podcast, the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. No more slap, shod, silly, mucking about. Professional.
Keep it professional, baby.
Right now, I declare the meeting open. Topic number one on the agenda. Apologies for unprofessionalism in the past. I apologize for last week's episode, dear listener. I was drunk. In the future, I will be more professional. Topic number two, professionalism. We're working on it. We've got the introduction. We've got the structure. We've got regular coming out of the podcast times. We've got a sponsor. Granted, I am the sponsor because it's my event happening at the Howling Owl, February 10, the art show, the big art auction. So many great artists giving their work to us to auction off, to make money, to buy a boat. Anyway, professionalism. That's the item on the agenda, professionalism. I don't want to be the person who gets in the way of my being able to own a boat. Everyone else is working so hard and giving so generously on the Patreon for me to own a boat. I don't want to be the one to let the team down. So I spoke to my friend, Daniel Muggleton. I interviewed him earlier in the week. He is the most professional comedian going around. So we're going to talk to Daniel Muggleton. Here was the chat.
Keep it professional.
Daniel, I'm a professional now. I'm becoming professional.
Yeah. I get that. I feel that. It's intimidating.
One must be professional. And the reason I've got you on here today on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan is to help me become more professional. Because I think of all the comedians that I know and all the people who approach this who don't suck. It's a very important divide. Many comedians are very professional and very unfunny. But you're very funny and very professional. And that is a very rare phenomenon. So I wish to discuss professionalism.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Topic number one to discuss, discipline. Let's go through some of the discipline things you have. You wear a tracksuit on stage. You have a uniform.
I wear a tracksuit.
Yes. You have a moustache. You shave regularly to have the same hair and facial hair.
That I think is untrue. I think that the hair is a fairly flexible piece of the logo. It's always good to refer to yourself as a logo if you're trying to be professional.
Oh, I like, I'm writing that
you're
down.
Not in fact a man. You're a Pringles can of a person. That's what I am.
Writing down logo.
Yes.
So you just have to be recognizable, you're saying.
Yeah, you got to have a consistent head, I think.
Oh, see, I am so bad at this. I have the mullet, I have the shaved head, I have the beard, I have the moustache. I have the panic attack, and then I just chop, chop, chop.
Yes. You seem like you're actively trying to avoid recognition. I don't just mean your appearance. I mean the way you perform also. Very anonymous.
I'm looking for a bowl cut next.
Yeah, I mean, but I see that, but I'm just like, I'm also very lazy. Like,
yeah,
even in my personal life, like I you can't see this to the listeners, but I'm wearing like a t-shirt, but generally I'll be wearing a gray t-shirt, like at all times.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've ever, like, I don't even buy that anymore. My wife just orders bulk.
Get
like 15 gray t-shirts.
A uniform for the logo.
The logo, you got to be, I got that from a Steve Bennett review of Reese Nicholson, if you want to get inside. That's the Chortle website guy, Steve Bennett.
Oh, I know Steve Bennett.
Reese Nicholson, when Nicholson used to wear always the tuxedo, always the bow tie, with the fake glasses. His glasses had no glass in them. I need these to see.
We're working on a logo, perhaps a uniform. I have got a little hat, a little captain hat. Might start wearing that everywhere I go.
That's good.
What else do you do? Your content. You regularly churn out content. I can't believe how you do it. Content, content, content.
Like you say that. I always feel that I'm very lazy.
You've got a new video of you doing stand-up every 45 minutes from where I'm standing.
Well, that's just, you know, the Australian internet just kind of loading them all up together. Like, they just kind of get clumped and there's a break for a few months. But like, yeah, I mean, this is what I don't get. This is how I clash with people, James McCann. Like shockingly, I don't get on with everybody. Amazing. Amazing. Sometimes I disagree ideologically with others and not just because I was a communist in high school.
Oh, no, I'd like to point out when I said you were professional, I meant that entirely in terms of work ethic and not in terms of disposition.
No, my disposition is niggly at best. It's kind of like that an AFL defender on a clearly larger forward.
Oh, yeah.
It's prickly.
You are well known for punching the testicles when people aren't looking.
Well, this is like, I don't understand people who don't want to work. That's like, that to me is like anathema. Like, you know those people that say, I want to work smarter when they just want to work less?
Yes.
I don't get it. Like, I didn't get into comedy to not do any work. I got into comedy to do the kind of work that I like.
Yes. So you love professionalism. You love to work. And we're going to try and bring that energy here with us to the Sailing Club. And indeed, we'd like to put you to use with that work ethic for the Sailing Club. So point number two, would you like to join the Sailing Club?
What is the Sailing Club? It sounds like a way to get to a resort holiday, which I fear.
No, it's you get to come on the boat when I decide that that's appropriate.
Uh-huh.
You so far that's probably the only thing.
Well, so far so good. I like you.
I like seeing you
whenever I see you. I've never had a negative interaction with you. I would love to join the Sailing Club. It sounds
excellent. You're in it. Now, as a part of the Sailing Club, there are conditions perhaps you should have been told about earlier. But one of them is, what can we do to promote the Sailing Club? We all must do our part to make the Sand Club more successful. So I've gone through, I've done a catalog of your social media things, and let's have a look at what you might be able to do to raise the profile of the podcast that we might buy a catamaran with the proceeds more quickly. Instagram, how do you feel about a post?
A post on Instagram? I don't know. Look, a post seems like a lot of commitment. I think a story, this is more of a scoop.
Fair. We'll go back across that post. Story. I appreciate that.
I feel like I'm negotiating getting a free pair of headphones from some fucking influencer company. It's like, excuse me, in exchange for this beautiful good, could I potentially take some of your clout, sir?
Yes, except, but you don't get anything, is the big twist here. Except one day you're allowed to come on the boat. Now, do you have a TikTok?
I have a TikTok.
Do you think there's some way for you to do a little dance on the TikTok that would promote the podcast? I think I don't have TikTok. I don't know if it's still the little dances. Are people doing little dances?
I've never danced on TikTok. I hope not. Anyway, I don't think I have.
So TikTok, I'm going to put a question mark. You can do some comedy from the stage and record that and make it. Do you have a mailing list?
I do. I do have a mailing list.
What chance are we of getting a link on the mailing list this week?
Very low. Incredibly low. Like,
just a little link. I had a good time. Hello, everybody on the mailing list. I had a good time on this podcast this week. Check it out.
You know what I could do, James Buchanan, is I'm going to your hometown of Adelaide.
Yes.
During my show, I could mention the sailing club live to the dozens of people who would watch me.
During show, mention sailing.
Yeah.
Club. Very good. That's a big tick.
This analog marketing, James, I've heard is the most effective kind.
We spoke to Redown last week, and she's going to slip little pieces of paper into the Uber Eats she delivers, so that when people
she delivers
are
Uber
there,
Eats,
she delivers. I know things aren't going well now. No, they're going well. She does it to spend time with her husband. I thought that was one of the sweetest things I'd ever heard.
What does he eat a lot of Uber Eats and she wants to deliver it to him that way? Otherwise, they're separated. That's a fucking nightmare.
He's an academic, and that's how academics get their money now, is delivering Uber Eats. Yes, and they say, it was very beautiful. You must listen to the podcast. They're so wonderful.
I've got to say, if academics are doing Uber Eats, then a lot of academics must be in Middle Eastern studies.
Yes, hello. Would you like your pizza? Excuse me, are you Edward Said, the author of Orientalism? Yeah, man. Yeah, things are tough. I think the last thing that I wish I really need to discuss with you is that you've been in the UK for a long time. You spent a good amount of time for the UK. And I thought you might be able to take us through some of that. We've got some UK listeners. And yes. They are from the following places. Leicester.
Yes.
Hemel Hempstead. Matlock. Palmer's Green. Raynham. Walsall and Sheffield. So I can't actually visit any of those places on a catamaran, can I?
The canal system in the UK is incredibly intricate. So if you actually make it into the canal system, you can go up and down the country.
Can you sail on a canal? I had never thought of that, doing a canal tour.
The only thing might be the width of the catamaran that could be an issue, because a lot of these canals are quite narrow. You might have to turn the catamaran into a mono catamaran, you know, like kind of lose half of it, leave that
like a yacht,
the port of Dover, a yacht. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, a yacht.
I'd never not look at this. So I could actually, but I could just sail to England and then I could get one of these little canal boats and then I could just, do people do that? Do people do a stand-up tours of the United Kingdom via canal?
I don't think they've done it for a while unless they were, you know, escaping some kind of criminal charge, but people do live on the canal boats in London. Like, normal people live on canal. Like, they don't have to wear like a little sticker or anything saying they live on a canal boat. They just go and you live,
because that would be cheaper, I would think, as well.
Correct.
Right.
That's the reason. Honestly, James, now that I think about it, no one in the world should live on a canal boat more than you. That is your whole vibe. Like, poverty, but not quite. You know,
yes.
What I mean? Like, that's exactly where you're at.
Oh, this has opened me up to. All I'm looking up now is canal boats. Man, fuck this catamaran. This catamaran's the ocean. Disgusting, dangerous, unusual. Canals, little canal boat. Pop the family in there. Much nicer way to drown, I say. I want to thank you, Daniel Muggleton. I want to thank you for all the massive amounts of help you're going to do on social media. I want to thank you for this advice about building a self logo and for giving us this wonderful idea about being on these little boats. I love these little canal boats. Daniel, thank you. Thank you for joining the Sailing Club. We appreciate it. We hope to have you back very soon.
I would love to be back. It's an honor to finally be a member of a club that I respect so much.
That's all I ask. It's respect and honor.
Keep it professional.
An enormous thank you to Daniel Muggleton once again for having come on the program and for promoting the Catamaran Plan and the Sailing Club. And of course, as enthusiastic as I now am about those canal boats, we are not getting rid of the catamaran idea whatsoever. We're keeping going with the catamaran. I am just as enthusiastic as ever, but now a newfound little enthusiasm there for a little canal boat. I could have one in my beloved Adelaide, I now realise. What if I was look at that, there's James. He lives down on the River Torrens. it'd be such a joy, and the smell would really, really, really get to you. It's a very, very dirty little river. Issue number 4-3. Well, the next one on the agenda is the Patreon, and I wanted to thank you to all the new people who have signed up to the Patreon and all the old people who have hung with the Patreon. We now have 9 Patreons. We are making just over $80 per month. So wonderful. At this rate, I believe we will have the catamaran, wait for it, in a mere 519 years. Which, I looked it up just on a whim. I thought, I wonder how old, like, what is the thing that happened 519 years ago? Like, how to contextualize that in the future. What are we looking back to in the past? And just on a whim, like the second thing I Googled was how old is the Mona Lisa? 520 years old. Smack bang! Right on it. So the catamaran is currently about as far away in the future as the Mona Lisa is in the past. Which is to say, in a certain sense, not very far at all. And which is to say, in another sense, extremely far away. So there's the Patreon. So many wonderful things. If you join the Patreon, I suggest you join the Patreon. Next item on the agenda, Q&A. We've had some Q's and I'm going to give you some A's. Tarquin asks, what boat name will you give your catamaran? Tarquin, I tell you, I think a catamaran is a lot like a child. You know, you can have a list of names ready to name them, but until you see the catamaran, it's irresponsible to name them. Because, you know, I wanted to name my son Hercules. And then I saw him, and he was not a Hercules. what are some other questions? Sw.in, this is my friend Samantha. She asks, should a catamaran have silver or gold detailing? Excellent, excellent question, Samantha. I am of the opinion that a catamaran is not the same silver and gold rules-wise as a lady. And that even though a ship is a lady, I think a catamaran must be allowed to have a combination of silver, gold detailing, perhaps some lapis lazuli detailing, a sapphire detailing here and there. A real Joseph's Technicolor dream coat of precious gems for the sea. Gods.creeps, and what I think will be the last question that I'll quickly answer today, is in the event of emergency, do your young and vulnerable family know how to swim? Gods.creeps, the answer to that question is no. I know how to swim. The wife is a reasonable swimmer. The daughter refuses to go in the ocean at the moment. She doesn't like going in the ocean. And the son, well, he's no Hercules. Oh, I love them all so much. And I think they'll be safer not knowing how to swim. It's like that line in... what's that movie that's not Inception? Interstellar, where there's that man sweating and he's like, if we go outside into space, we're dead. And Matthew McConaughey... What's his name? Matthew McConaughey. He says, you know, some of the best... I can't do his voice. Some of the best sailors never know how to swim. You know, he sounds approximately like that. And that's sort of what he says. He says, the best sailors in the world don't know how to swim, you know, because you're not going overboard. You're making this work. Maybe that's the policy I'll have with my family. Before we go for the day, let's have the final item on the agenda. Affirmations. I will be professional. I will buy this catamaran and I will be professional to get to the level of catamaran purchase. I can promise you that. That's an affirmation. I affirm it. And I will find some way to logoify myself. I must become logo. I am not a human. I am a brand. I'm a
Pringles can.
I think I'm just going to start wearing that hat. Since I had that conversation with Daniel Muggleton, I have shaved off my beard. You know, I've got sideburns and a moustache, and I don't look very much like the picture that has been drawn of me for this catamaran logo. I don't look like my own logo. But anyway, I will find some way to logoify myself. Affirmation!
Affirmation!
And I affirm that I will organize this show properly, and we're going to keep it going. The art show, we're going to get the art show. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to pick up the paintings this week. I think we're going to frame them. We're going to get a string quartet. I affirm that the Omicron will not destroy all of my plans, and as it is destroying the plans of so many. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Catamaran on, sail on, sail on. Goodbye, and have a good one. Ciao, ciao. Catamaran ho. We'll come up with a sign off. Okay. Keep it professional.